Walter Halloran was a Jesuit student when a priest brought him to the psychiatric wing of a St. Louis hospital in 1949. A 14-year-old boy was suffering violent seizures, and Halloran reported seeing odd shapes and words erupting across the youth's skin. The boy later broke Halloran's nose. An account of the incident inspired William Peter Blatty to write his 1971 book The Exorcist, which was also made into a popular movie. Thomas B. Allen, author of Possessed, The True Story of an Exorcism, says Halloran was a profound soul who always spoke matter-of-factly about the darker aspects of spirituality. Allen says he was compelled by Halloran's conviction.
I came away feeling that evil was as real as the law of gravity. I had never felt that way before. The existence of evil was something that Father Halloran certainly believed in. He said to me one time, though, that he saw far more evil in Vietnam than he saw in the room where the exorcism was going on.
Halloran was a paratrooper chaplain during the Vietnam War and earned 2 Bronze Stars for his service. He was born in Jackson, Minnesota in 1921, the oldest of 9 children. Brian Bull, Wisconsin Public Radio.